You're listening to Equipped, the podcast that turns gaming concepts into life lessons. I'm your host, Isa Gonzalez, and each week, I'll show you different ways you can clear quests, fight boss battles, and level up, not only in-game, but also in real life. What's up, you guys? Welcome back to the show. Thank you so much for clicking play. I super duper appreciate that you took some time out of your day just to listen to this. And so thank you. As you can already tell from the title, today I want to talk about win streaks and lose streaks. And I don't know why, but the only game that pops into my mind when I hear those terms is Valorant. And in no way do I play Valorant. I think the closest thing that I have to playing Valorant is when I tried to use Aim Labs for like 2 weeks. So I installed that through Steam and then I just tried, you know, practicing. And I just wanted to know if my aim was bearable or if it was just really non-existent. But yeah, I've never played Valorant, but I know a lot of friends that do, my boyfriend does, or he did in the past, and a lot of streamers love to play Valorant. And one of the things that I notice is there's always that hype when you get so many kills and when your team wins so many times in a row, and that's why it's called a win streak. It happens continuously. And there are also a lot of times when I see a lot of people that just lose every round and lose every match that they're put inside. And that's where a lot of visible and verbal frustration comes out. Like, you know what I mean? This ties into like the toxic culture of some players and how we tend to release stress as humans really vary, but it can also get really, really extreme on both ends, actually, not just when you're losing, but also when you're winning so much. And here's why I say that, because for example, if you're winning something, not just Valorant, but like in life, maybe you've had a lot of success and everything's going your way every single time. There is a chance, it's normal and you definitely deserve to be happy about that and to celebrate your wins no matter how big or how small. But the thing is, there's also a chance that by winning so much that it starts to get inside your head in a negative way. And what I mean is sometimes there are people that tend to become too arrogant or too cocky. And when they let that success and those wins get to their head, they start to change how they communicate or they start to change how they approach different aspects of their lives, whether it's how they interact with other people, whether it's how they manage the wins that they get in terms of like finances or monetary value. That's sort of related to lifestyle inflation and the like. And yeah, there's a bunch more, but the point is there's a chance that someone ends up changing how they act because of how they take in all of those wins. And the same goes for how people change how they act when they lose all the time. So obviously, if you've gone through a lot of struggle and like in Valorant, if you keep losing so many times and you think most of those times aren't even your fault, maybe it's like your teammates or whatever, there is that frustration there and there is a lot of stress that revolves around it. And because we're so stressed, because we're so frustrated, other negative emotions will come out of us. And the way that we release that isn't always in the best way. We end up also changing how we act in terms of the words that we say, in terms of the physical, you know, when we have to like smash the keyboard or when we have to get up and whatever, I don't know, just like physically release that stress. That's another like effect of losing all the time, I guess. And the reason why I wanted to talk about this today is because win streaks and lose streaks will always be a part of our lives. It's like the yin and yang, the good, the bad, the happy, the sad. You win some, you lose some. It's always going to happen to each and every one of us. But the thing is, we can't always control the magnitude of each win, and we can't always control the magnitude of each loss. So an example of that is like, when unfortunately we lose a dear loved one, or we suddenly lose a job that we've had for so many years, or maybe even this pandemic, that alone is already a huge loss for a lot of us. And so there are some things that we can also control, like when it comes to our success. Because if we know that we're putting in the work and we're staying consistent, then it can be expected that the rewards after that will come into fruition. It might take some time, but it will come. And so that's another aspect. But winning and losing is always a part of life. I think what's more important than actually winning or actually avoiding losing is how we choose to act when we're in both scenarios. Because like I said earlier, when we win and when we lose, there is a tendency that we might, not all the time, but we might change how we are as a person. And that will happen if we let everything get into our heads right away. And so I guess what I want you guys to, you know, ponder on this week, how do you act when you win and how do you act when you lose? Because how you act in both scenarios is a reflection of your character, it's a reflection of your integrity, and it shows what's important to you. You have to know how you react and what your tendencies are, and you have to really reflect and check in with yourself and see if that's something that you want to keep doing. So if you keep winning, then awesome for you. But if you start to become arrogant and you start to look down on people just because you feel like, you know, your ego is so boosted and you feel like you're the only person that got you your success, well, is that something that you want to continue doing? And on the other hand, you know, if you're someone that has continuously experienced losses, or if you're going through a lot of losses right now, how are you holding up? It's okay to want to bask in your negative emotions. Like I said in the past episodes, we shouldn't repress any of our negative emotions. But then the thing is, have you found healthy ways to deal with those emotions? Or do you still have that tendency to either keep it all in and bottle it up and then suddenly explode? Or do you tend to project it onto other people and take your frustration, your stress out on them? If you lose, where does that frustration end? Where does that stress end? And when do you start picking yourself up? Like, where is that point wherein you know that you've allowed yourself to feel your emotions? And where is that point wherein you say, okay, I'm going to keep going. I'm going to keep moving forward. Like, this isn't my ending point. And before I go on, I want to make it clear that I'm not necessarily referring to mental health issues like depression. What I'm mostly referring to is those days wherein we don't succeed and we fail, and maybe our businesses don't get that much profit, or again, like in video games, when you experience too many losses. That's sort of the scope that I want to talk about today. And going back, how do you act when you're put in those negative situations, when you lose something and you don't win? We have to learn how to release these emotions healthily. And it's not an easy thing to do because it starts with knowing how we actually act. And when you realize, like, okay, this is what I do during those moments, when is the point wherein you start to think, I'm going to let it go? Or when is the point where you start to think, this isn't the end point, I'm going to keep going, I'm going to keep moving forward? That's what I want to talk about. That's the only, you know, that's the only thing that I want you guys to ponder on, because I think it's important. Because again, it reflects our characters, it reflects who we are. And yeah, we might not be at that point yet wherein we have everything handled, like in terms of our emotions, and that's okay. But what matters is we're trying to work on it, because I personally am someone that is still trying to work on how I handle my stress, especially when there's a sudden small thing that goes wrong within my day. Those are the little things that I know I have to improve on. And I guess I just want you guys to have that opportunity as well to check in with yourselves and figure out which aspects you guys have to improve on. And I guess to add to that, like, I also remember seeing this one quote. It was like someone said that they're more afraid of success than failure. And sort of their explanation was that they're more afraid of success because that means they know that they have to keep, you know, doing better than what they've done in the past. And that sort of puts pressure on them. And so that's also an interesting take when it comes to thinking about wins and losses, right? And again, it's really up to you to figure out how you want to act and how you should be acting during those moments of success and during those moments of failure. I personally am trying my best to walk in humility because, again, I just know that everything that I'm doing right now, I couldn't have done it alone. A lot of people helped me in different aspects of my life, and also God, by His grace, just like filled my life and just continued to guide me in whatever it is that I was facing and whatever it is I'm currently facing right now. And so that's why, again, I don't know, I just wanted to talk about this today. I think it's a really important topic to discuss. It might not be so evident, or maybe it is, and I just wanted to share it with you guys. And to my fellow Filipinos out there, I just feel like this is something that's really worth mentioning. This episode goes out on May 8th, and tomorrow, May 9th, is a very important day for all of us. It's election day tomorrow. I have no idea how things are going to turn out. I know a lot of you guys have, you know, some thoughts, some anxieties maybe here and there about what might happen. And within the next week, we're going to find out if it's a win or a loss for us, not only for ourselves, our families, or the candidate that we chose to support and vote for, but also just for the entire Philippines. And because neither of us can say for sure, you know, if you're listening to this on May 8th, what will happen, something that I want you guys to be reminded of, even myself, honestly, is whether it's a win for you, whether it's a loss for you, pay attention to how you will react. Because again, how you react is an extension of who you are. And I know it's going to be a fragile moment for millions of us, regardless of how things turn out. And so just really be mindful of how you're going to be responding to other people, to the situation throughout this week. And yeah, that's really all I have to say about that. Because this week is a very important week, and because I want to hold space for myself and just my mental wellness to be able to accommodate whatever happens this week, I will be lying low a bit on social media, I mean for the podcast, so there's going to be a bit of inactivity, but for sure, it won't be that long. And so yeah, again, you guys, thank you so much for tuning in today. I appreciate every one of you. But if you guys do want to find me, I will still be on Discord, so the Discord link will be down below. And if you guys enjoyed this episode, make sure to follow, rate, and review the podcast. It really means a lot to us. And so yeah, thank you guys so much for listening. I really, really hope that we can all have a good week this week. But as always, stay safe, stay healthy, but also stay equipped.